Hi, I'm Michael Anwer, and I'm going to be reading the part I just read in the book I'm reading, 39 Clues. I think it's a good part. Here we go, Chapter 6. Ian adjusted the focus on his binoculars. He's definitely got something on his hand, he said, but I'm not sure what it is. It could be, it's long and pointed. Another thing? Natalie asked. She glanced at her mother's wrist. Isabel was wearing a bracelet of heavy gold links that held a small collection of ingrate charms. So classy, Natalie thought. Why do the masses praise us in thinking that more is always better? One of the charms was a gold wolf link. Natalie didn't know why the charm was important, only that it was somehow part of the clue hunt. And that Isabel was sure there were other charms like it out there somewhere. They were on the Cabra family yak, the Universal Force. Nellie loved everything about the sleek black boat, especially its name. It had been Isabel's inspiration, but Natalie and Ian had done the legwork. With the help of the internet, they had researched anagram sites and found the perfect name. Universal Force was an anagram for Lucian Forever. Whatever it is, they found it, Isabel said in a grim voice. She lowered her binoculars and stared at Ian in her eyes like laser beams. How long have we known that cave was a Thomas ice? And you searched it how many times? Ian muttered something under his breath. Natalie glanced nervously under her mother and her brother. Maybe it wasn't there before. Maybe it got washed by the waves. Or somebody put it there, just now. She cringed from the force of Isabel's weathering glare. Don't you dare make excuses, friend, Natalie. Isabel said, those brats have bested you again. Isabel shoved the throttle. The boat leaped forward. I'm telling you both, I won't stand for it anymore. Natalie knew that to the rest of the world, she and Ian were golden. They had it all. Money, good looks, intelligence. It was only around Isabel that Natalie found herself feeling uncertain, hesitant, afraid to make a mistake, especially lately. It wasn't easy having a mother who was always perfectly dressed and choice of coffee and strode through the world chunks as if she owned it. She did, in fact, own considerable chunks of it. Natalie stood along the force's bow, trying to collect herself. Her mother was always at her worst when it came to Dan and Amy. They made her so angry. Why did they have to keep falling things for Natalie's family? See, Cabras had to win the race for the clues. It was as simple as that. Who else could possibly handle the power and responsibility? The dunder-headed holes? The shallow media-crazed wizards? The inept Alistair O and his desperate uncle? Any one of them as head of the Cahill clan would be a complete disaster. From the beginning of the clue hunt, Ian and Natalie had worked to find answers, sometimes even competing against each other in an effort to win Isabel's approval. But time after time, Dan and Amy had defeated them. How was it possible? They're nothing. No family.